Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, obviously from the Chamber of Commerce, and you can go to durangobusiness.org, our website, or stop by the Bank of Colorado building. We're upstairs in Suite 217. Come on in and ask questions. So I got questions. Chem Dry Carpet Cleaning. How are you, Noah?
Good. How's it going?
Good. We have Noah Lopez in here today. And first, you know, thanks for being a diplomat. I see you have recently joined the DIPS.
Yes, sir. About a month ago, we joined.
Yeah. Very cool. So you run around and help us out with the chamber, you know, handing out plaques and all that wonderful stuff.
Right. Been delivering some of those renewals.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you doing that. So how long has Chem Dry, you guys, how long have you been the owners?
Well, this is 21 years this summer.
Wow. Yeah. You're finally legal.
Yeah.
Right. Fun way of looking at it. Right. So I, you know, most people think of Chem Dry, probably think of carpet cleaning, you know, doing things like that. But you guys really do a lot more than that. Everything from flood and fire restoration, smoke damage. Right. So let's talk about the flood. What do you see this time of year?
Well, usually in the wintertime when things start to freeze or have been freezing, we'll start getting some busted pipes.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they're frozen, and then as they thaw out, that's when the flood occurs.
Right.
It could be a small trickle that you don't notice for a few weeks, or if you're not home, it's a vacation rental.
Right.
People come up or check a house that's a vacation rental, and all of a sudden there's water everywhere in like a lower basement room, or like a, you know, man cave or something.
Sure.
Downstairs. So, we go in and extract the water and dry it out and heat dry it. And then, of course, if we demo drywall, we have to put it all back together.
Right. And you guys do that as well. I mean, you'll do, right, you know, stripping the drywall off as well as, you know, like you said, drying it out and make sure everything, you know, no mold or whatever, and then put it back together.
Yeah. And then a lot of times, like, the insulation has mold or it's just wet. So we got to get the insulation out of there because you're not going to dry that very easily.
Right.
And then, yeah, we'll take it down to the studs, and then we can take a lot of equipment in there. We have enough equipment to do quite a few places at once. Last year, we had three in one day.
Oh, in one day?
Right.
Wow, from pipes freezing?
Day. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When we had that real cold snap.
Right.
The next morning around 10, 11 o'clock, we had three or four phone calls, and we had to go out right away on three different floors.
Said, help, we need you.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. And there's nothing worse than that. I mean, first off, I would like to tell people, if you don't know where your water shutoff valve is, figure that out now
first.
And yeah, first, because that can alleviate a lot of problems and get that water shut off, you know, because then if it's, you know, thawing out in the pipes, well, you're just going to get that water, not constant feeding of the water, and then give you guys a call. Or yeah, what is the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, our number is 259-9046. You sometimes won't notice you'll have a flood if the house is a vacation rental.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times it's the neighbor that sees it.
Oh, right.
So if you're out of town, the neighbor's walking by your house and there's water coming out of your garage door.
Yeah.
And then they need to shut the water off. So
sure.
It's good to kind of talk to your neighbors.
Good
point.
You
know, let each other know, hey, if this happens. But if you do go on vacation, it'd be good to shut your water off.
Yeah.
If you go.
Sure.
Leave
the house. Keep it there, and then keep your thermostat set, you know, at a comfortable temperature, maybe.
Right.
So, yeah, obviously, it may be in the crawl space. But now let me ask you this. So let's say the flood happens, and can you remediate mold issues? Because I understand, if there's a source of water or moisture, it's hard to get rid of mold. So you guys can come in and help alleviate that source.
Yeah, and a lot of times we deal with mold in crawl spaces, like under the house.
Uh-huh.
What happens a lot of times is people will close up their vents to keep the heat in the wintertime, not thinking that it's going to get buried with snow, and then there's no airflow in there.
Right.
Even in the wintertime, you need airflow so there doesn't become mold.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times we'll open up those vents or make new vents if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
If there is water in the crawl space already, we can actually put sub pumps in and, you know, remediate that, because sometimes you'll constantly have water in there, depending on where the house is.
Right.
So we will put sub pumps in and put a vapor barrier in and just fix it to where it'll work whenever the moisture gets down there.
Yeah, and then by doing that, whether, you know, and even putting down the vapor barrier, things like that that you mentioned, and then do you have like a monitoring? I've heard of humidistats,
right?
Like a thermostat, but it's a humidistat that actually will kick on and
right. We install those as well, so we'll install those where the vents are. When the humidity gets to a certain level, those things will automatically turn on and pull that air out, that wet moisture,
right,
outside. So that keeps that from happening. And then, like you said, if there's already mold in there, we have some very good solutions that clean. Mm-hmm. We HepaVac the mold off the boards, but right, we can apply the solution, and it really takes that out of there. And once it's gone, you know, it's not going to come back if there's no more moisture or, you know, that right, type of
you find the source. Yeah, yeah, you find the source, and then you can, you know, alleviate that. Now, let me ask about fire damage, because, you know, that one of the things that I always hear, first off, you have the fire, that's terrible. But then you have all the water that the fire department has to use to put out the fire. So you have the fire damage, the water damage, but then also you have the smoke and trying to get rid of the smoke smell. I mean, I know people that have said, oh, yeah, we, you know, you take off from beddings to clothes. I mean, all this to try and get the smoke smell out.
Yes.
Of all your stuff.
Right.
Can you guys help with that?
Yes. And it is, you know, a lot more difficult. We take all of the possessions out of the house. We clean them. We have some smoke cleaning solutions when we got certified to do fire. So all of your belongings, all of your clothing has to be laundered. But then as far as the home goes, you know, any sort of electronics we have to take and figure out, are those salvageable or not?
Right.
If the smoke gets in there, you know, they may not be. And then we just try to clean everything and store it until we restore the home.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to take the home down to the studs. We have a smoke treatment. We clean anything that's still there. And then we actually have a sealer that we seal the wood with before we put drywall and insulation back in. But again, it's basically like remodeling your home.
Well, yeah, definitely. Now, I would assume not only are you working with the homeowner, but you're working with the insurance company.
Right. Yeah, we work with quite a few. We've been doing it for a while now to where we know some adjusters, you know, by name.
Right.
And insurance companies. And so when people get a flood or a fire, sometimes they'll just call a company, you know, out of the phone book, which is fine. And then we will just contact their insurance, or if they contact them, we'll handle it from that point on.
Right.
And we use a program that they have called Xactimate.
Okay.
Which has all the pricing and everything that, so it's really easy. The insurance adjuster, sometimes they'll come out and they'll adjust it for us and say, here's our figures.
Right.
And we work with that. And other times we'll do it before they get there, and we give them our figures, and it works out that way.
And there may be some, I would assume, you know, some negotiating back and forth, just saying, hey, we found this later on in the process, so we need to adjust it. Or, you know what, it wasn't as bad as we thought, so we can adjust up or down either way.
Yeah, and that's why they're called adjusters, I think. Yeah. But you know, we try to be very open about our pricing with the adjusters, and we try to be just as fair as we can be.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot of hard work sometimes, but, you know, there's already a program that does all the pricing for us.
Well, and also I would think, too, that emotional side to working with you know, the homeowner, because obviously very emotional and the panicking and the, you know, just the trauma of going through that experience, and then being able to sit down with them and say, you know, we might be able to save this or this or this, or
right,
unfortunately.
And there are times when people don't have insurance.
Right.
And I've dealt with that, and we've worked with them, you know, payment plans. We've also discounted things for quite a bit amounts to help people that don't have insurance.
Right.
It is hard, especially in those cases. And, of course, they didn't expect that.
Yeah. Well, sure. Well, you've been around for 21 years, and there's a reason. They've been around for 21 years, obviously working with people and getting things, you know, taken care of to the, you know, the customer satisfaction, so to speak. Let me ask you this, because springtime's coming. We haven't had a lot of snow. We did get some, you know, not too long ago. And, you know, we will have a real wet spring. But what are some of the things that you want to maybe remind people that as spring is coming, kind of that spring clean type of attitude, getting carpets clean, high traffic areas, things of that nature, just so your carpet can last longer.
Right. And, you know, people that have allergies as well. We have an allergen treatment that we use for people with allergies.
Uh-huh.
After you get the carpets clean, we apply this allergen treatment, and it really keeps the allergens from being airborne.
Okay.
And that's what people react to are the pollens and mm-hmm. dust mites and stuff. And so, yeah, spring cleaning comes, we kind of have the allergen kick more. And people, you know, it's really one of those things where if you have bad allergies, I mean, it is very hard
yeah.
for you to function.
Yeah.
And luckily I don't, but...
had them and it's terrible, yeah.
There are things that can be done and things just didn't need to be cleaned. You know, your if you have wood floors, your area rugs, they act as filters
mm-hmm.
for dust.
Yeah.
And all that dust you see in the air when the sun's coming through.
Oh, yeah.
All that dust goes somewhere.
Right.
So your carpets are filters, and if you clean them regularly, then, you know, it shouldn't be as bad of an issue for you.
Right.
Right.
Well, and I know we've pulled up carpet in the past, too, and it's amazing what's underneath it, you know, yeah. especially when you have a place where you pivot, you know, like you're walking and you turn on the carpet.
Right.
It's amazing how much of that breaks down and how much dirt sifts through, and you know, I mean, literally will have like an inch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've pulled out old carpets, like we replace yeah. carpet, so uh-huh. I've pulled up old carpets and the padding under there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just deteriorated and
right.
just a dust pile.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just one of those things, and, you know, it's... just comes along with cleaning.
Right.
Spring cleaning. Just
keeping up with it. Yeah. Right. So if somebody does want to get on the spring cleaning kick, so to speak, what is the best way to reach you guys? And, you know, Facebook page as well as phone numbers.
Right. We have Facebook. So Chem Dry Durango. And then, of course, ChemDrySouthwest.com.
Uh-huh.
And then our number is 259-9046.
And what's your coverage area?
We serve five counties. So La Plata, Montezuma, San Juan, Dolores, and Archuleta.
Oh, okay.
So we go all the way to Monticello.
Mm-hmm.
We go all the way to South Fork. We're actually doing a flood in South Fork right now.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Silverton.
Okay.
And then Durango and Ignacio
yeah.
Bayfield.
And Cortez area and all right. around. Yeah. So, and again, it's Chem Drive Southwest is right. the just Google that or whatever, and it'll pop up. Now we've got about a minute left or so. Tell me a little bit about, you guys really support different athletics. The high school. So you guys right. support that. And
yeah, we're alumni. So we support Durango football, uh-huh. basketball. We coach peewee wrestling and hockey and do a lot of other sports, you know, snowboarding and stuff. But
right.
we really support the high school because, you know, we like to help the kids. I mean, they're going to be having our kids pretty soon.
Right.
And my brother's older kids have already gone through Durango High School.
Yeah.
And so just trying to keep kids on the right track. If you keep kids on sports, you keep them out of trouble.
Right.
You know,
right.
that's what we did. And I think a lot of, for me, wrestling really helped because mm-hmm. I was a year-round wrestler.
Right.
So I traveled all over, you know, with the Zubers.
Oh, yeah.
And they took us, and they kept us out of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that's good. And I was going to say, because, you know, you're now a diplomat, did we do a background check? Apparently, we didn't need to, but, you know, one of those things, any type of extracurricular activity, you know, from sports to theater to debate, whatever it might be.
Right.
If you're a student or you have kids, get them involved in something.
Right.
Sports was also, for me, it kept me out of trouble because it was the yeah. one thing I loved to do, and I knew that coach could take it away from me at any time.
Yeah, and teachers are a big help to our kids.
Oh, huge.
And that's a hard job.
Yes,
so we need to help our teachers yeah. by helping those kids too.
You know, and we're going to wrap this up. My dad was a principal, and the stories
so was
I
mine.
Could, yeah, see? Got a lot in common, and the things that they went through are amazing, you know. And a lot of times my dad said, one of the kids, one of the teachers was the parents. Mm-hmm. You know, that this, anyway, we'll talk off air.
Yeah.
All right, Chem Dry the Southwest, and one more time, your phone number?
Yeah, it's 259-9046. That's 259-9046.
And if a disaster occurs, you know, God forbid, at least give you a call because you guys, I know my mom has experienced it and you were there quickly.
24/7, call day or night.
Okay.
We'll answer the phone and come running pretty quickly.
Yeah. Noah, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.